Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayo gozaimasu, James. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm not so genki, Mike.
Okay.
As you know, means well. But I want to just address something first. I want to talk about the Greek protests and how they, you know, affect my own life. But I want to talk about first something you addressed yesterday, which was you were concerned about, you know, these vaccine peddler pusher dealers who are going around house to house, and maybe the vaccines are not refrigerated.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I talked to Dustin in New Jersey, and he said they're going around in good humor trucks in New Jersey. And Dustin went out. Dustin, he went out, and he got like a combo of the Moderna and the Pfizer with a little of the Johnson & Johnson sprinkled
and
over.
Some crushed nuts and whipped cream on top, right?
And he got to ring the bell.
Ah, okay.
So, don't be so concerned, Mike. I want to talk about masks, basically, which I, something not, I think it's a universal, theme and not, you know, just dealing with America or not even the forced vaccination. You know, in Greece, they, you know, they're rioting right now in Greece.
Because, yes, they are.
Yeah, man, and it's like because they're upset that they're forcing vaccinations on kids from 15. In Japan, they're doing it from 12. Mm-hmm. So the Greeks, I mean, heck, they never get things right. I mean, they're protesting for vaccinations from kids from 15 years old, and instead of just like doing it from everything, you know, from forced vaccination from adults. But the Greeks, they always get things half right, Mike. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Greeks were, and historically, they were very smart. I mean, the Greeks, they were the people that invented the orgies, although it was the Romans that suggested including women. However, the Greeks, I mean, finally, you know, a lot of people in the world, like, no, seriously, it really affected me today, you know, and I appreciate what they're doing because in Japan, they're pushing it with people at 12 years old, and I live near my kids, like a block away from my kids' junior high school, and I live, like, between two elementary schools, you know, and at 3 o'clock today, I went out and I'm seeing all these kids just, like, going out of school, and they're all masked up. And then you're seeing in the newspapers in Japan, a lot of kids are just, like, dying from heat stroke. And then I go to the park, and I'm seeing, like, half the kids in the park who are kids who are masked up. They're, you know, they're playing, they're having a good time. And, like, so many of them are just still wearing their masks. And it was, like, over 90 degrees, you know, yesterday. And it's like such a depressing thing. With my son, my two kids, I mean, he had a good life here. I mean, when they grew up, they weren't wearing masks. We would play in the park. I thought my kids were going to be beat up because they were half white and stuff, but they were never beat up. But I taught them martial arts just in case, since they were like 3 years old. And by the time they're like eight, I had like maybe 80 of their classmates in the park with me. I was teaching them all martial arts, and by the time they were all like, you know, 12 and 13, I had the school telling me stop teaching them. You know, these kids got to start doing school sports. And I was like, fine, you know, yeah, come to me afterwards. And a lot of these kids, they would all. My sons, they don't know English, and my kids will call me Daddy, and all the other kids will call me Daddy. So I'm walking around my neighborhood, every, you know, a lot of times with my girlfriend and all these people, hey, daddy, hey, daddy, hey, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of people think I was, you know, very promiscuous. I wasn't, you know, just from that. And even now, you know, I still have guys, you know, like 25-year-old guys calling me daddy. But it's just a very depressing thing where you're forcing children to wear these masks in schools, and they're getting heat strokes. And when I'm driving my bike around and I see all these elementary school people wearing masks, I see maybe 9 out of 10 wearing them. The adults, when I'm walking around my neighborhood, like I live in one of the nicest areas in Tokyo, I would see maybe like, the adults are getting better. I see maybe 30% at this time just ignoring the mask. And so when you're walking around, Mike, you kind of like, you look at them in the eye and they kind of nod to you like, yeah, I'm not a dumb MF, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So it's just such a bothersome and like a killing thing. And then I saw my son too. You know, I'm divorced, but go to your brother-in-law's house, and he's an unusual Japanese guy. He has 6 children, which a lot of people like him don't have kids. And like, hey man, you know, just tell all the kids, you know, don't get pushing into the back like the grandmother did, and tell them all the stuff. And so they did that. But it's something that really bothers me. I mean, besides, the pushing the vaccine, it's just the mask. Because it really, I think it's like child abuse. What do you think about
that?
Yeah,
I think it borders on that. And, they're already noting in this country that all of this social isolation and wearing of masks is having a lasting impact on children's mental attitudes. In fact, when they started to lift the lockdowns here in the United States, some kids actually had trouble readjusting to going back to classrooms.
Well, they say just what you just said, like, yeah, it's affecting their mental capability, but even physically now, it's causing a lot of children's death by heat stroke, right?
Yeah.
And, it's such a sad thing, Mike, and I don't know, I think, you know, heck, you know, like you're in America, I usually come in America, and, you know, these forced, you know, vaccinations with the, you know, the peddlers and the dealers, but just in my own, you know, hood, you know, just seeing all these kids just being tormented is just such a sad thing, and I agree.
Yeah.
It's just such a sickness, and, you know, they're going to breathe in their own bacteria and get sick themselves. And like in Japan, right, you know, they had like, it used to be like 300 people a day they said that had COVID. Now we're up to like 1,300, you know? And so we want to vaccinate kids from 12 years old, you know? So, I mean, even though my joke about the Greeks, I mean, Japan's even worse. And from 12 years old, you know, to give these kids like all these heart problems and everything else. And, you know, the 1,300 people a day, let's say out of Tokyo, we got 20 million people. So it's not a heck of a lot, Mike. And it's probably the flu. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's all I have to say to you. And I'm interested in listening to your other call. Hey, Mike, you got to get on a different platform. I'm goddamn tired of waking up at like 5 in the morning and, you know, having to listen to you live. I prefer to listen to you on tape. Although you do have a good face for radio, but I just
yes,
like
I know.
To see you live.
I've told that many times. Well, you know, you can go to Ron Gibson's archive and watch the video of the preceding day's show at your convenience, and actually, given the time zone difference, probably, you know, by lunchtime, the current show will be up on the Ron Gibson archive, okay?
Well, if they have the current show, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was listening to.
By your noontime, the day's show should be up on the Ron Gibson archive, because they put it up as soon as the show is done here.
Yeah, try and put that up on your site so people can access it.
It's in the right. It's in the right margin bar. It says, Ron Gibson Archive. You just click on that, and it'll take you over there.
Oh, cool, Mike. And hey, you have a good day, and give that harp playing angel my best. Later, Mike.
Certainly. Well, sayonara. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, your mention of math as the racist subject really got my ire again. I have a exceedingly strong background in math. An undergrad in geological engineering, I took all of the engineering courses, civil engineers, mechanical engineers, that we had a common core. One course that everybody takes is statics. Now, the idiots who are arguing that math is subjective better hope that the engineers who design the bridges over which they drive had mastered the subject of statics. Do you know what that
is? Yes.
Okay. I mean, for those who don't, statics is really the mathematics of vectors and forces.
Yes.
How these things zero out. All right. So when you design a bridge, for example, you want to make sure that the loading and the piling balances out. It has to, all those forces have got to, the difference have got to zero out. Now, if it's all subjective, then what's going to happen is that you'll have, a structure that is unstable. And when you drive across that bridge, the bridge will come apart. The same thing for buildings, for example. I mean, statics is a very important component of designing any building. Highways, anything, any kind of engineered structure has statics as a fundamental component in the design. The truth is, if you don't pay attention to that, if you think mathematics is subjective, then you're asking for trouble, because all these engineered structures around us that we rely on in our society, are things that we won't be able to trust in that case. So I really don't think that these enumerated asshats who are arguing this, and I think it's coming primarily from people whose backgrounds are not in the physical sciences. I think this is coming from people.
I would have to say so, because I can't even understand why they would say mathematics is subjective and racist. The argument makes no sense.
No, absolutely, it doesn't. It speaks to an appalling level of ignorance about mathematics and about physical sciences to make that argument. In my career, I've relied extensively on mathematics for the things that I've done. I'm glad. I'm thankful that I have the mathematical aptitude that I do, because I wouldn't have been able to accomplish the things that I've done as a geological modeler without that aptitude. And I see the effects of this, for example.
Yeah.
People who don't have that aptitude around me every day. And I've thrown this out to you before. I'll do it one more time. So let's suppose the person who's making that argument says, okay, math is subjective. All right, do this. Do this little experiment. Go into a convenience store, buy an item for $2, give the clerk a $5 bill, let him give you back $1. I bet math will suddenly become more precise in that case.
Well, I mean, look at that condo that collapsed down in Florida. I mean, some engineer designed the building a certain way, and the construction company, we now find out, they cut corners and they used a less strong form of steel reinforcing, and the result was a disaster.
Oh yeah, look, and there are other examples of that as well across the spectrum. When you hear somebody make that argument, just ask yourself some basic questions. I mean, how important is mathematics in the design of engineered structures? And do we really want to trust engineers who think that math is so subjective, but they really don't need to have precise answers for engineered structures? Really? Even in commerce, I gave you an example, a simple example from commerce. Okay, so I give you a $5 bill, I'm expecting $3 back, and I give you $1.50. And so you complain to the clerk, and the clerk says, "Well, math is subjective. Take it." I bet his argument will change dramatically at that point. You're cheating me. No, it's subjective. You're crying out loud. This country is becoming an idiocracy at an alarming rate.
It really is, and there's actually a movie out by that name, which mm-hmm. I finally got to watch, and it's very funny, very entertaining, mm-hmm. and it hit really close to home. So
it's also very prescient.
Yeah, that's the part that worries me.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We have lines open right now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Bruce in Texas, are you there?
Okay, I just came on. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I didn't expect to get on the line this quick, so I'm not in a good position to continue a long call, so I'm going to be real fast. There's math. Well, I think they ought to take it further. The NBA Finals, Game 5 is tomorrow. If you're a white guy and you make a basket that's only 1 point, it'll make up for racism. And,
okay.
If you're black, then it's 5 points. And because, you know, slavery, man.
You know, the fact is that nobody who's alive today was a slave, other than we all are to that 1040 form, and nobody who's alive today was ever a slave owner, except, of course, for Britney Spears' father, whose conservatorship does seem like a legalized form of slavery.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Maybe I can pull this up here. Yeah, I got it right in front of me. This is the oath of office for the Texas legislature.
Okay.
I say your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of a member of the House of Representatives of the, in 2011, it was the 82nd legislature of the state of Texas. And I will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, etc. It just blows my mind that these legislators just flauntingly violated their oath of office.
They did. And, you know, Biden and Harris are saying, yeah, way to go. Violate the law as long as it helps us.
You know, the local news here in Houston, and I'm sure it's the same in Austin and San Antonio. I always live in San Antonio, but it's going that way, too. It's so liberal that they only give one side of the argument, and the first thing you hear when they bring this up is, oh, it's denying people the right to vote. Not bringing up the fact that if you have fraudulent votes, you're negating people's lawful votes.
Yeah, that's true. That's an important point.
And it's nuts. And, I don't know what to do. It's just an event right now. But thanks for taking the call. Like I said, I'm too near traffic to talk to you.
All righty, and we have phone lines open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles, and Peter, I'm going to have to take you through the coming commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. The answer to the math question and all that, the math as being an expression of racism of some kind, is just exactly what you said earlier, is because some people aren't as good as others. And if you look at it closely, then they're taking away metrics of any kind, SAT,
yes,
ACT, any of that. And so if you can measure something, that means that it's not racism, right?
Right.
You know, if you can measure it and it comes out, then it's proof that there's not, and they can't have that.
All right, Peter, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show. Here the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles about this whole issue of math being subjective and the idea being that there's no longer such a thing as a wrong answer. If you write 2 plus 2 equals 5, well, that's okay because, 2 plus 2 equals 4 is merely somebody else's opinion. And, that's going to lead to some major engineering disasters.
Well, Mike, it's when you remove metrics and real math and real facts, for instance, all the crime figures that have been non-published for years and years, and that leaves the decision making made purely on ideology, which is what's been going on now. When you can say that everything is ideology, everything is racism or something like mm-hmm. that, and without any facts or metrics to back it up, and if you're ignoring them, if the metrics themselves are racist, then of course you can ignore them. And I want to point out that it's the same thing with, for instance, all these DAs not prosecuting crimes anymore because the wrong people are doing them, or or nationwide, and the same thing with the feds and chasing down MAGA and everybody else and not allowing an identity to take place, right? To emerge. And when you look at it, Mike, when the silos of power that control this country are, I will say again, the banks first and foremost, the media, the intelligence, and the intelligence community, and you can parse those out and assign percentages to them, and we can debate upon that, but all three of those colluded with the Democratic Party to submarine Trump and to inflate Biden. So when they're talking about the election, and by the way, having election ID and safe elections and fair elections, and now that's racist, of course, too.
Yeah,
it's because the media is piled. They're in neck deep, and giving us wrong stuff and sitting on spiking some stories and absolutely being rabid and frothing at the mouth to others, and from Hunter Biden to you name it, they colluded hugely in the theft of the election.
Yes.
And of course they're the same billionaires. A lot of them are the same as the banking billionaires. A lot of the banks own a lot of the media. And so you're not going to get that, and you're not going to get any they're not going to go against they're going to support the Biden thing because their ass is on the line.
Yes.
The same thing for the intelligence agencies, same thing for the banks. And so that's why they're not running. The networks aren't running this. Why? Because they colluded in it, and it shows them to be the lying sons of bitches that they are.
Not running it, as we reported earlier today. You know, you've got Associated Press and USA Today are out there saying that there's absolutely no evidence of fraud in Arizona. I think the goal there was to prevent people from looking further into, what the auditors are saying. And again, One American News Network is going to rerun the video of that hearing. And inside that video of the hearing, there was a video within the video showing how the recount was being done in fine detail. And that was definitely something worth watching.
Yeah, and they won't run because, as I say, They're accessories to this crime. They're active.
Oh, they're up to their necks in it.
Yeah, as are the intelligence agencies that tried to sub Trump with Russiagate and all that other thing, and looked away from Hunter Biden and Joe taking money from China and God knows wherever else, and of course the banks who are making money on the pandemics and everything, just like they're not publicizing all the stuff and censoring everything about the elections, the pandemic, or whatever it is, wars, metrics, crime rates, everything is upside down because they're the guys controlling it.
Yeah.
And so, it's all one thing, really. It's all one thing and all one group of people that own both parties and own all of Congress and all the legislatures and a lot of the district attorneys and a lot of any judge they want. And if you can print money out of nothing and never be audited, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, Mike, that's my two cents for the day. But we're not going to see anybody either because it shows the media to be complicit, and they'll never show that.
No, they'll never admit that they were wrong. They're going to go on the attack, and they're desperate. They're cornered. And, like I said earlier in the week, I would not put it past Joe Biden to trigger off a major war to distract from the emerging evidence of fraud.
Yeah,
all right,
and
Peter,
by the way,
I'm going to let you go. And we've got to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the lines, 512-248-8252. We will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And I still want to hear from people who are angry over this whole election fraud issue. Because, again, it is the most important issue facing our nation right now. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day, and have a wonderful weekend, you and Claire. And I'm mad as hell, and I can't take any more about this election fraud with the illegal immigration invasion of our country. You know, and before I go to the call, yeah, Mike, and before I go to the call, yesterday called in on me, you know, our buddy Miles, I'm not kissing no butt of Marco Rubio. I agree with him that Rubio is a fruit flake, little hands Marco. But, you know, he was the one to call him Donald that. But, you know, what are you going to do, Mike? This is just the way it is with these politicians. They're all in bed. Who's kidding who? But here, Mike, here's the reason I called you. And I'll go back to Marco in a minute. Did you see what's going on in the city of brotherly love, Mike?
Well, there's a lot going on in the city of brotherly love. Can you be more specific?
Yes, city of brotherly love right now is just past 302 murders. It hasn't happened in 2 decades, and they're projecting over 550 for the year on December 31st. So, yeah, that's not the brotherly love is my butt. It's murder just like Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia. I mean, it goes on and on. Baltimore, all these L.A. It's been in New York. It never ends, Mike. And, you know, all we hear is how bad white man is. White man. They're all blaming all this on the white. The whites have nothing to do with either black on black crimes. Abortion rates are off the charts. They're aborting their kids like crazy. I mean, they're 13%, and yet they're committing all this massive crime. It's unbelievable. And how much more do white Anglo males and females are going to take this, Mike, before there's a spark that says enough is enough? We can't deal with this no more. It just can't happen. And, you know, Mike, I wish one day you would take 10 minutes out of your time and read some of the archivical papers of Abraham Lincoln's last 3 weeks before he was assassinated. I really would. I think everybody would enjoy that. That if you were to read, you know, research like a month before he got assassinated, what his intentions were. I think Lincoln's intentions were something that most people would have a freak out if they even read the papers. They wouldn't be able to believe what they were reading, what Lincoln wanted to do. So basically, you can look at the word Monrovia, Liberia. You can look at it. You can look it up. Anyway, Mike, another thing is, now going back to Marco Rubio and the Cuban situation here, what I'm noticing here in South Florida is perplexing. I'm very upset about it. All these Cubans are flying Cuban flags in their cars and their windows, but they're not putting American flags. So what is this? What is this telling me? I'm like, wait, you know, I've been to Cuba. My family, I know a lot of great Cubans, but, you know, a lot of these new Cubans coming here, they're flying flags in a car. Cubano, Cubano. Hey, you're an American now. You're in the United States of America, so you should be a flying American flag on top of that Cuban flag. You understand, Mike?
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, I have the same issue with you know, American Jews who fly the flag of Israel instead of the flag of the United States. That's a problem.
Exactly.
For me.
What would happen if a bunch of German Americans, which is 120 million German Americans in this country, wanted to fly German flags all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
The media would go ballistic over it. Oh, all these Germans, or let's say a bunch of Irish or Italians. Let's fly the Italian flag. I mean, we're in America. You live in the United States of America. You should have one common flag, one common language, and that's it. You don't like it, stay where the hell you're at. We don't need this nonsense. As far as Cuba goes, Mike, I think, like I told you, we got 30 days to see how this is going to this fireworks show is going to go down. But I can tell you, I think there's going to be a change there because these Cubans were all trying to desperately get over here if they could. There would be another Mariel Boatlift. And we sure the hell don't need another one of those. We don't need it.
No, we don't.
It's like we don't need our border get invaded. All the whites that are listening to your show, all of us, I know it's hard to get the resources, but we all, like the Jews got to go to the wall once in their life, and the Arabs got to go to the Mecca for once in their life. Us whites should go to the border once in our life and say, hell no, we're not allowing this country to be invaded with this different cultural identity. And you know, Mike, it might take us $400 or $500 to get on a bus and take a bus round trip ticket wherever we're at. But I think, you know, potentially that's going to lead, we're going to have to do this very soon than later. We need to do it now, Mike, because we are being invaded, man. Look at, and by the guy, I want Miles to call in when he's got time and talk about what's going on with Chattanooga with all these illegals coming in at midnight. And Marsha Blackburn knows about it. The governor there does. But nobody's talking about it. All these illegals are being flown into these red states, Mike. Why?
Yes, they are.
Why? Why isn't nobody calling in your show and talking about that?
Well, they should be.
I'm talking about it.
Tucker Carlson covered that the other night. And, they're basically trying to, you know, load up the slightly red districts to tip them blue for the coming elections.
Absolutely. And Miles, I want him to know, pretty soon, in about 2-3 years, that city of Chattanooga, wherever he's calling in from, whatever city of Tennessee, they're going to be flooded with a bunch of illegals. And they're going to turn the scale blue for the states. So he should be out there like Marco said from Alabama. We all need to get bold. We all need to go out and get on the street and demonstrate. We're not going to take this crap anymore. Now, I know a lot of Cuban-Americans. Matter of fact, I was this one right now. Great guy. We play golf. And I can tell you, he's so patriotic, Mike. I can't even tell you how red, white, and blue this guy is. He loves this country. He knows about communism. Most of these Cubans here do know about communism. And hell if they want it, Mike, in this country. They already ran away one time. They're not running away again. Like he said, I'll take my guns out. We're gonna have to go out. We're going to have to end this one way or another. And we're going to have to do it, Mike, because we are losing our country as we speak. With this bumbling buffoon.
Yeah, we are. It's being stolen from us and given away.
Yes, it is. Absolutely is. And, you know, Mike, I'll leave you with this thought. Back in Cuba, when I went over there like 2 years ago, they have a couple beautiful golf courses, one in Havana and one in Varadero. And nobody's playing on those golf courses. And the reason they're not, because the communists are basically, you know, the tourists, I guess, from Canada go over there and play golf. You don't see too many ever Cubans over there. But Castro, when he lost to Che Guevara on a golf course, he said, close all the golf courses down, no more golf courses, because he's a loser. The guy, even his sister Juanita here in Miami, said that he used to take, if you took his baseball or baseball glove or bat, he went crazy when they were kids. And I met Juanita Castro back in the 70s, and she was telling me, because my mother knew her, Juanita, she had a drugstore right there on A Street, and she used to say how selfish Raul and Fidel was, super selfish. And that's what's going on in Cuba. They got 20 mansions, but all the rest of the people are starving to death. That's communism for you, man.
It was the same situation under Batista.
Yes, Mike, that's right. But Batista allowed gambling in there. They used to have a lot of casinos in Havana, the Tropicana, Copacabana.
Yeah, and they were all linked in with the American Mafia.
Exactly. He knew how to shut his mouth because the dough was pouring in from the Toristos coming in the 50s, and they had a lot of shows. Remember, they had the Copacabana, the Tropicana. Thousands of Americans every day were going to Cuba for this entertainment, like before Vegas was there, before even Vegas was even thought about. So, yeah, Mike, I know a lot about Cuba. That, you know, you can even take a ferry boat from Key West down to Havana and back in one day for $8. You can put your car in a ferry boat back in the 50s, drive your car around Havana, put your car back on the ferry boat, and come on back into Key West and then back drive up to Miami back in the 50s. Just so you know that.
Okay.
They stopped all that, of course. But I just want you to know this, Mike, one more thing. The immigration situation, if they don't get stopped, this is not 2022, Mike, like you've been saying for the last 2 years. You know what? The Democrats are going to keep holding power, man. If we don't go protest.
They're going to be, you know, we are becoming a banana republic with phony elections, you know, to keep a Marxist government in power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I can say. And you said it for me. So, Mike, thank you, and have a great weekend, okay? Thanks.
Same to you. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Al, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Tom in Florida, entertainment. What was he talking about, the Copacabana sort of thing, the casinos
that
and all that?
One of the famous hotel casinos down in Havana. And wide open places. You know, live sex shows. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Well, wasn't that the height of capitalism? To extract wealth?
It certainly did seem to. You know, I mean, they went to Cuba because, you know, America had certain morality laws that were limiting what the gangsters could get away with. Cuba was definitely there. And, you know, they like to find the little nooks and crannies where they can do what they want to do. Before the U.S. government extended their territorial waters, Catalina Island was considered in international waters. And they had a casino right there on the island. And the building is still there. You know, on Catalina Island, and then they had also the gambling boats, where you'd get on a boat and they would sail out past the territorial limit of the U.S. waters, and then they would have gambling, and then they would sail right on back.
Yeah, the pinnacle of capitalism, extracting as much wealth as easily as possible.
Yep.
And that kind of mentality hasn't been working. I mean, it's just a downhill race. Mike, you had on your website something about an MIT study that predicted the downfall of society, right? And it's happening now.
Yes.
And then, of course, the economic collapse is going to happen, they figure, around 9 years from now. And I can believe that because of the interest sort of thing, right, where you just cannot pay it back.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we're getting into an inflationary spiral. A lot of people are warning it's going to be hyperinflationary. We're going to be in Weimar territory here soon.
$3.5 trillion, Mike. That's all it's going to cost to keep the American people and the rest of the world from spiraling into this.
Actually, it's an infrastructure thing. $3.5 trillion is going to hit the gas pedal on the inflation.
I know. It's insanity. You might as well just throw a brick on it, open the door, and bail. Right?
Yeah.
You know, the olden days when people would try to get rid of their cars for insurance reasons, right?
Yeah.
Drive it to the nearest cliff, open the door, right?
Yeah.
Put a brick on the gas pedal, get some juice going, put her in gear, and then let her go.
Yeah.
It's an old story, but it's true. And speaking of old stories, Mike, do you remember a game called, when we were kids, called Knock Knock Ginger?
No, I don't.
So you go up to someone's door and you knock on it and you run away and hide in the bushes and sit there and giggle when they answer the door and no one's there?
Oh, yeah, I know that was going on. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Well, it was called something where you, when, you know, when you were a kid. There are different names for it. How about hide and go seek?
I remember that one, yes.
Yeah, right? Right? And what was the end thing? All are in free.
Yep.
How about Red Rover?
Yeah.
Remember, yeah. Like, so you on a block on one side are a line of people, on the other side are a line of people, and in the middle is the one that calls Red Rover, and they pick someone, and they got to come over, they got to make it to the other side, right? And you got to fight them and take them down. And if you can, now there's two against one.
Yeah.
And you keep going until the end, right? This is the downfall of society. Kids don't do stuff like that anymore. They don't play outside. They play online. They play on their cell phones.
You know,
right?
There's a piece of our bump music that addresses that issue.
There you go. This is the real problem, and it starts right when the kids are kids. I mean, how many people have you seen in a supermarket or a store that give their kids the cell phone to shut them up?
Yes.
Right? So they play on that. Jesus. So, you know what? We're doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you and I, but in the end, it's going to come down to the same thing. History will show that we did this to ourselves. All this nonsense going on, these wokers with the big voice and lots of money, right? Lots of money. Think they can seriously wait me out? No. Some of us aren't violent, Mike. You know, some of us aren't outspoken. Some of us will just sit back and look at this crap. Go, it's very small, but it's very big. And, you know, you can either wait it out, right?
Yeah.
They'll run out of money. They'll run out of steam. They'll run out of nonsense to verbally assault us with.
Mm-hmm.
Or eventually you're going to have to rise up. And, you know, this nonsense is going on up here in Canada as well. Everything that goes on down in the United States eventually trickles on up here.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like inflation is insipid. It's like they're actually trying to pawn it, Mike. They're actually trying to pawn it off as 3.4% up here. When I know for a fact something that I always buy where I work, I'm the head of maintenance where I work, and I always buy this product, and it went up 22%. It just happens to be...
You know, it's happening. I mean, when we first moved here... gas was $2 and change a gallon. Now it's over $3. I mean, we're seeing it at the food market, and
that's 33.
Yeah, it's gonna. We're definitely, you know, Democrat overspending is definitely feeding the inflationary spiral.
What? And how do you stop that?
You stop the
by
government
raising interest
spending
rates.
More money than they actually have.
Well, they're going to have to put on the brakes and start raising interest rates, and then it's all going to collapse, and they know
it. Yes, all these bubbles are going to burst.
Oh, yeah, and up here in Canada, it's real estate, Mike. It's real estate. A crummy little house up here around where I live, and when I say crummy, you literally want to knock it down. You're just buying it for the land. It's $350,000 Canadian dollars. 350,000. Down, like, where you live, that'd be, I guess, you know, like, maybe 290, right?
Yeah.
So, how much money do you think you have to make a year to be able to afford that?
Well, a lot more than I make, that's for sure.
There you go. And there's the big problem up here. Everything is so overpriced. The average price of a house in Toronto, I think, is like $2 million. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Buying a house for $300,000 20 years ago in Toronto, and now it's worth $2 million. You know, someone's making a killing, Mike, but it ain't us. That's for sure.
No,
I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
We're going to be headed to another mortgage meltdown like we had back in 2008. because when the real estate bubble bursts, you're going to have a lot of these homes are underwater. They owe more on the mortgages than the property is worth, and people are just going to send in the keys and walk away from it. And we still have to deal with the fact that in another 2 weeks, the eviction moratorium in this country ends, and there are going to be millions, literally millions of instantly homeless Americans. And I can't imagine that they're going to take that calmly. Al, are you there? Did we lose you? All right, well, we have to let Alan go anyway. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment in just a couple of minutes.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, on this election in Arizona, the audit, I don't know. You know, these these guys on that Maricopa County supervisors, they're actually Republicans. And they, the ones that won't give up the passwords and the routers, they're Republicans. See, I mean,
the party affiliation really doesn't have that much to do with it, because you had Democrats and Republicans united against Trump while he was in office. He was an outsider. He wasn't supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to win. And, the American people were able to overcome the election fraud in 2016. And so in 2020, they said, by golly, we're going to teach those American people just who's in charge of this country. And that's what they are trying to do.
Right. That's what I mean. The state here, Arizona, the Republicans, big part of the Republican Party is McCain, the McCain family, his wife,
yeah,
the McCainites, they're called, and they hated Trump. That's why they didn't want, they're the ones that threw the election there. And now, they've gone and they're uncovering this stuff with the audit. Now, are they going to keep going forward? Did they come up again? These state senators, Republicans, they've gone this far. But did they actually want to continue? And they're taking on the whole establishment, plus.
Well, my understanding is that the Arizona Senate is going to issue new subpoenas for the additional information, passwords, and so forth from the Maricopa County officials. They may refuse, in which case we're looking at contempt of the Senate. But the auditors have said they're going to be releasing a final report in a couple of weeks, and they're ready to release it on the base of the information they have now. But they would really like some clarification on some issues from the Maricopa County supervisors, a good example being those 74,000 mail-in ballots that were counted, for which there is no record of them actually being sent out to begin with.
Right, they need that stuff, and they're not getting it, and these guys are defying the law by not giving up the routers and the passwords.
Oh, yeah, perception, they're acting like they're guilty.
There's no prosecutor that's going to go after him up here. That's what I'm saying. So, the people are making deals at this point.
Let's start stockpiling tar and feathers. What can I tell you?
Okay.
Anyway, listen, Don, we're coming up here on the end of the program, and my sincere apologies to those callers still remaining on the line. Just try and call back early on Monday, and we will definitely get to you. Meanwhile, stay tuned for... Ralph Winterow is filling in for John Stadmiller tonight. So please spread the word for public broadcasting. Spread the word of WokelyHappy.com. Please donate. It is very important. We're in the fight for the truth. We're in a fight for the very soul of the nation itself, and we need your help. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.